So we are Bat and Hammer from the Bat and Hammer podcast, and
hello.
I'm Bat. He's Hammer. We usually do this whole big spiel, but we're not doing it for today's recording. We are going to do it for tomorrow's recording, where we're doing a live podcast for our summer movie preview panel, which is my absolute favorite panel.
I love it because we love movies.
I love it. But we wanted to do something a little different this year and try something that's out of our wheelhouse and something we haven't tried before. And you are actually part of this panel as well. Was that you or is that me? So what we've decided to do is we wanted to host your panels. So if you have a panel idea, you tell us your idea, and for 5 minutes, we're going to host your panel. Hopefully, we know what we're talking about. Hopefully, we don't know what we're talking about. And we're going to see how bad it crashes and burns. So as a kind of an example of what we're doing, we each brought a panel idea to our lovely co-host. We have no idea. So I'm pitching him a panel that he has to host for 5 minutes, and then we're going to do the same. And then after that, you guys will tell us what you want us to do a panel on, and then we're going to burn like crazy. All right, so
it'll be like the Hindenburg. It'll be great.
Would you like to catch or would you like to receive?
Okay, I'm gonna go receive. I really want to see what your big gun is right now. Sorry. How's it going?
You've seen it.
Unfortunately, yes, I have.
All right, so the panels I have for you, good sir, is you are a flat earther.
Oh shit. All right.
I want you to tell me why you are a flat earther and all of the evidence you have that proves that the earth is flat. And go.
Okay, let's just start off really quickly. Have you been to space?
Valid point, I have not.
That's the thing. Have any of you been to space?
No.
Have you guys been on an airplane?
Yes.
Cool. Has that plane gone into space? It has not. You guys imagine this whole curvature shit that's going on? It's an optical illusion. If you ever, like, really gone to, like, someone who's historical fiction, it's really important.
So
you need to go watch Discworld, or read Discworld. It's really important because Terry Pratchett knew what shit was going on. It is not just a flat Earth, though. It's very important to understand it's, like, the balance of life under this flat disk plane. There's a giant turtle who's carrying us through this whole world. It's on the back of elephants.
So you were of the turtle theory.
Don't tell me how. Have you seen the turtle? Have you seen the organization? It is a menagerie, but let's be honest. Okay, none of us actually seen it there, right? It's just like the moon. The moon is just a flat piece of, like, picture. Like, it's something that's been painted up there. It looks really fancy and everything, but there's no way that any of us are going to be able to prove that the Earth is round. Just, like, sitting here on the ground, it just doesn't make sense. Do you want to go against it?
I mean, I have. Do I get to go against it?
Try to prove me around. Well, I want to usurp everything you have right here. I've watched a movie, a documentary. I got this down pat. I subscribed to the Facebook.
I've been on YouTube.
I know the memes. Yeah, I've been on YouTube.
You're an idiot.
Okay. Let's start there.
So,
I may not be the smartest person, and I may not have a degree, but the fact that your only fight is to insult me shows how little evidence you have. Just want to say.
How do you explain time zones?
Time zones? They're made up by us. Time zones aren't natural. You really suck at this, by the way. I just want you to know.
So in Australia,
yes,
it's daytime.
Uh-huh.
In England, it's nighttime.
Yeah.
In America, it's 1492.
You're not wrong on that one.
You're welcome.
Okay, it's really easy. Just because the Earth is flat, it doesn't mean that, like, everything else is flat around it. Like, the idea is that the Earth is the center of the universe. So obviously when you have, like, the sun move around it, that's why you get the light on different shines. It's very obvious. Haven't you got a flashlight and done that over a flat piece of paper?
Okay, but if you take a flashlight over a flat piece of paper, you see the light anywhere. It's never dark anywhere.
No, yeah, but it is dimmed in different areas.
It's dimmed, but
it's
you still see the flashlight.
Well, yeah, you do. You see a little bit of, like, that whole starlight thing. It's just residual sunlight.
How do people not fall? How do people not fall off of the Earth? This is the longest 5 minutes in history.
Welcome. It's very easy. Like, if you
how
think
do you
about
manage
it,
to have sex for this long and then cuddle afterwards?
Sometimes cuddle, sometimes not. It depends. It's an option. It's not an obligation. No, it is an obligation. Sorry. Okay, so you look at this. It's very important, but like you're thinking about this. When I say like the Earth is flat, and you're saying the Earth is round. Really, we're saying the same thing. All it is just it's a large plane of existence stretched over a very large place. And you're saying why people haven't seen the edge of it? It's very easy because the edge is so far out there.
Right.
And it's just a barren wasteland. You've seen obviously the historical fiction again of, you know, the wall in Game of Thrones. It's very important. It's very similar. It just never ends though. There's no wildlings or anything like that. It's just ice walls. Because it's so cold, the further it gets away from the sun, colder it gets, water freezes. Again, you're doing a terrible job of going against this. You're saying that there's fact.
Oh my God. I'm pretty sure he's having an aneurysm.
he's doing a good job. What about eclipses? How do you explain an eclipse?
Eclipse is easy. It's just like eventually it has to recharge. The sun kind of dims out a little bit. And it's basically like a blink of an eye. It's really easy. Do you think the sun's going to see up there and
like sign it? Like it's a lamp. Like the Pixar lamp.
Yeah,
it's
like a blink. Well, you're... One.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm being comical with
you're
the
being comical
lamp.
Again. You're
my
insulting
bad.
My intelligence. Let's be honest. Okay, so it's the same thing about energy. Energy is always present, right? But it doesn't mean it's always like, you know, turned on full 100%. Sometimes it takes a little bit of a break. Have you been in space? I don't think so. I mean, I'm dumbing it down because I don't want to, like, you know, insult your intelligence, but I kind of insult your intelligence because tit for tat and all that jazz. But essentially, it's essentially of a blink of space. So eventually, it kind of runs out of fusion and it basically kicks back up again. You're okay.
Like,
any other questions? I'm happy to answer them.
No, I'm out.
You tapped out?
I can't. So dude, that was brilliant. You've watched way too many videos.
I
work with two flat earthers. 100%. Flat earthers, and I'm just like,
Are there any flat earthers in here?
Yeah, anybody a flat earther?
Good. I can't see them in the back because it curves over that area and they just go away. No, I was actually talking to someone. I was like, go a little bit higher and then. I talked to someone recently about it. I was like, I wonder what it'd be like. Ew.
Well, it had me on it, so yeah. I wanted to dust it off.
Yeah. Okay.
That was brilliant. You definitely paid attention during that.
I did.
That,
I also got really.
There
really
is a documentary on Netflix that I do recommend. It's called Behind the Curve, Beneath the Curve. I think it's Behind the Curve.
Beyond the Curve, I think.
Beyond the Curve, Behind the Curve, where they are interviewing flat earthers, and at the end they prove that the Earth is not flat, and they can't figure out why they have proven that the Earth is round, and it's amazing.
But I love it. There's one dude in there that speaks really smart truth, though. He's like, we can't call these people crazy. If you do, you may like make them like further and further over the tier, and then they fall off the edge
of
the Earth.
They have like this NASA.
It was really cool, though.
Like a party at a bar, and one of the scientists gets up and he starts talking, and he's like, look, they're scientists. They're asking questions. We should embrace them. They're getting the wrong answers, and we need to help them figure out how to get the right answers, but they're the type of people that we want in the scientific community because they are asking questions. But, man, it was a watch. It was...
You ready for...
No.
You ready?
I am definitely afraid.
And then after this, we'll open it up. You guys have the other ones. It's good.
All right. What are you bringing me?
All right.
You're going to make me kill you, aren't you?
Possibly.
Oh,
I want you to compare two of the greatest cinematic achievements together. I want you to tell me which one is better and why. No. You got to do this.
This is BVS. Let's get it.
So I want you to tell me, again, between Batman versus Superman, Dawn of Justice, let's get it all in there, and Star Wars Episode 8. What is it? The last? I'm sorry, what? Here's a little history lesson, by the way. He hates both of those. They're like big red button words. Anyway, so I want you to tell me, you have 5 minutes to tell me how they, one of those two has to be the best movie. So you can only choose one.
I mean, this is simple. It's okay. Obviously The Last Jedi. The cinematography is amazing, mm-hmm. which it actually is amazing. The cinematography is beautiful in that movie. You have John Williams, who usually is an amazing conductor, really nailed that soundtrack. Like, everything was unique and had power and passion.
Totally agree with you.
It wasn't just rehashed of everything he's ever done before.
Original.
Totally original. Wasn't boring at any point.
But I want to ask, though, like, you're saying the score is really amazing, but how would you compare that to the... of, like, you know, Wonder Woman, though, because that was...
So when I first heard the... I was like, this is stupid. But then after hearing it a few times and seeing Wonder Woman, I was like... Like, that theme is... Take on some bullets and.
But you're saying of the two scores, you prefer Last Jedi score.
Of the two scores, I'd prefer Last Jedi score. Although the Superman theme from Hans Zimmer is
pretty amazing,
really great. You don't have lightsabers in BVS.
No, you have batarangs.
Okay, but you have.
And you also have laser eyes.
And you have the Force.
Yeah.
And you have a character that can do absolutely anything, which is always.
Now, which movie you're talking about? I feel like there's a character in both these movies that can do absolutely anything.
Touche. A character with no flaws and no...
Again, I'm going to tell me which movie you're talking about right here.
I'm going with Rey. Like, she's she's the perfect character. I mean, just perfect. Mm-hmm. There's nothing behind her that's bad and makes me not root for her. Mm-hmm. You have... I mean, any movie that starts out with a mom joke, a your mom joke...
Oh, yeah.
There's no way for it to go down. It just keeps just escalating and getting better and better and better.
Again, which movie you're talking about? Sorry.
BVS doesn't start with a mom
joke. No, it ends with a mom joke, my bad. I'm sorry.
I'm telling you why Last Jedi is better than BVS.
Oh, okay. I just want to make sure. Sometimes your statements aren't a little bit clear, so I don't know. Hey, come on, keep on going. Time's a ticking, buddy. No, you can't breathe.
You've subverted expectations.
Yes.
And it's always good to subvert expectations.
Especially if they're the exact expectations you got.
Especially if you have storylines set up for multiple characters and multiple actions, and none of those mean anything.
Yeah, just sweep them out. Start from fresh. It's great.
So
middle of the series, too.
It's
fantastic.
So what it's done is made you really anticipate where it ends with episode 9 of, like, where can they go? As opposed to, like, where can they go?
Yeah. Okay, so we're talking about the idea of, like, where they can go and how they build out there. So tell me about this. What is your favorite creature from episode 8?
Oh, it has to be the titty monster.
The blue milk titty monster. Okay.
Look, how do you think Luke is...
Cool.
Have you ever had absinthe?
Yes, I have.
Okay, so I have this theory that Luke actually didn't close himself off from the Force. There is some sort of chemical in the titty monster that the milk, like... It kind of puts him in a... did you see them doing that?
By the way.
Because they're up here doing it, and they're in the back doing the same thing. And I was like, if they didn't see them doing that, that's amazing.
Perfect, by the way.
There's some sort of chemical inside the milk that he gets from this monster that kind of blocks off his his Force powers and doesn't make him susceptible to people. I mean, he obviously went to the most unfindable place in the galaxy. Real word, by the way.
Unfindable, of course. Unfathomable is another one, too.
These are the longest 5 minutes in the
history. I'm telling you, man. Welcome to my world.
5 minutes. Kylo
Ren. You'll get around it, don't worry.
Kylo Ren was awesome.
Yeah, he was really good.
Because
he was very stable, too.
He was there. And that's important.
Yeah.
You had the throne room scene, which the choreography of that, really bad and boring. But because it's Star Wars, we're going to like it. Yeah, we're going to love it.
I know we're wrapping up, but I have a really important question. So, now, Poe, great guy or greatest guy?
Poe is Nathan Drake in space.
Absolutely.
So, like, how can you go wrong with Poe?
You do, Poe.
No. Finn's my boy. Like, Finn got royally screwed in episode 8, because Finn is my boy.
Yeah, well, Finn has a squeaky...
And he's on the back of Bird Dog from The Last Guardian. And I'm like, why would you do this? Why won't this end?
It never does. All right, your favorite moment overall for Final Fantasy 8?
My language. My favorite moment from episode 8...
We will never know.
The credits? This is... Why would you...
So there's actually a story about it. When we first started recording...
Okay.
We started doing streaming reviews where we would watch streaming movies where one of us would recommend something. The first movie, though, is he recommended...
You did first. You started
I did Karate Robo Zaborgar, which is like a three-hour...
Three-and-a-half-hour, like...
Like, epic of... random Asian-ness. I loved it. It was so bad.
Is it Ultraman?
It's kind of mixing Ultraman, kind of Power Rangers, kind of like all that mixed match. But it's got some weird shit.
That's
all
right.
But anyways, so that was his. His next one was Human Centipede. And after that, I literally looked at him and was like, are we good? Because I don't want to be in this abusive relationship anymore.
And then we started going to movies that we actually wanted to watch. And that was kind of the reason we started the podcast. Was we missed a lot of movies. We would be like, did you see this? No, I didn't see this. So we started the podcast to actually start watching movies, and then we could just kind of have built from there. We're on 6 years at this point?
Yep, a little over 6 years.
And so we just kind of built from there to where we go and see movies, and we review video games.
Torture each other a little bit.
And
good.
Not as often anymore.
No, we're pretty kind, but until we have audience, then it's great.
All right, so you kind of have an idea of what we're doing. So now it's everybody else's turn.
Does anyone have an idea, a suggestion?
But if you have something you want us to host a panel on, let us know. Yep.
Hottie or Naughty, Jason Voorhees.
Hottie or Naughty?
Hottie or Naughty. Okay, now, explain how you want your panel to go. Do you want us to explain why he's hot or why he's
Do you want
not?
Each of us to be on either side?
Yeah. Either side. I want one in the best to be for Hottie.
That's easy.
Okay.
You get to be Naughty. Oh. See what I did
now,
there?
Now, when you say Naughty, you mean like...
No.
Like not.
Oh, okay,
like,
cool.
Like the Burn Book.
Okay.
Jason Voorhees, skankiest slut.
I'm sorry, I thought Freddy at first, and I was like, oh, that would have been so good.
All right. Ready? Here we go.
All right, cool. So, I mean, it's all up to you, I guess, because obviously, no. No. Can you imagine that? Like, one, you would have to mount him first. He's such a tall dude. He's like a timber oak.
Wait. You think that Jason is a bottom?
Yeah. All he does is lay around and stays
no
silent.
No wonder you're in the... Jason is not
no,
a bottom.
Jason is not a top. He is a bottom at best. And he is a bottom bitch. Like, that guy doesn't do shit.
If he's a bottom, he is a power bottom.
No, he's not a power bottom.
He is not a bottom.
Dude, he is like a snooze bottom. Like, you'd be like, okay, are you awake? Are you awake? Oh, no, good.
No, because he is kind of dead, you have to wonder, like, does his machete work?
I mean, he chops a lot, but...
But...
He doesn't stay around
much. There's no way. You got to get past that. First of all, Jason's a top. Second of all, he will murder anyone that hurts you. 100%.
He will murder anyone who loves him.
Might murder you too.
Yeah.
But
that's not, no.
But look.
That's the deal breaker.
He is a strong man.
Mm-hmm.
He has mommy issues, so he does need some love and tenderness.
Okay, so now you're doing the damaged goods.
Once you break that outer shell and you get to the end, you get to the heart of Jason.
There is no heart there. I'm telling you, you're going for
damaged
goods. You cannot fix him. Don't try to fix him. Stop this. He is damaged goods, both external and internal. There is nothing there. And did you see the shit he's wearing? That stuff is like, oh God, that guy needs to take a shower. I'm just telling you right now, no, absolutely not. And then what are you gonna do, kiss the mask? No, I'm sorry, man.
You can, look, don't, wait, are you ugly shaming?
No, I'm not ugly shaming.
You can take the mask off. There is a face. There's a beautiful face underneath that mask.
The one only as a mother could love.
and depending on his sexuality, like, he doesn't have very many teeth.
Oh, God, no. No. No, the bite touch.
You're welcome.
God damn it.
And no. Like, look, the good thing is, now we've determined that Jason and Freddy at least exist in the same universe.
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong with the killer triad?
No. We're not going to do like a weird, creepy, like, you know, mishmash of like, you know, machete and this and weird Eiffel Tower
stuff. But I don't
stuff.
Think either
no.
one of them are monogamous, so like...
So, knowing them, they're going to both go for the same hole at the same time.
I've seen that video before.
I don't want to see that video. Okay, so if you're going to a fancy place, though, so like, how about this? Like, Freddy at least has like a nice kind of getup for the
he's
most part.
He's got a nice sweater.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. He's got sweater weather. Okay. You know, that's really important. Okay. But like, for Jason, he's not really a dress up kind of guy. And like, I'm sorry, I'm a very active person. I want to go out, and all he wants to do is stand in the corner.
But you can.
It's like Blair Witch all over again. I'm done.
I know that you're not sold on Arizona, so you could always move to Alabama.
No. No, because he'd be like sitting there going,
he would fit right in.
Okay, my other concern is that he's obviously got a fixation with his mom.
Incest is best?
No. Nope. Not going to say that one. Let's go on. But again, he's obviously got a fixation. So he's got a machete. He's got his machete. He's got to take his machete everywhere. That is the impersonation of the lack of his manlyhood. He's trying to make up for shit constantly.
He's extremely creepy.
It is a giant phallic symbol.
He doesn't have to have his machete.
What does he use?
He
chops it. Yeah, but he chops it. He stabs people with it. He's always penetrating people. How do you know he's not going to cheat on you?
He has used a shovel. He has used a bed.
Shovel's another penetrating thing. Bed, we'll come back to that later.
He has used a rake. Like, okay. He's used a hoe. Yeah, he has.
Yeah, I'm sure he's used more than a few hoes.
I was going down that path. Yeah. Like, I was just going to let it happen.
So again, my concern is that you're saying all these things about, like, things that he doesn't really do anything special.
All you're doing is looking at the external of Jason.
No, I'm looking at the internal, too.
No, he has a heart. He obviously loves it. He can love because he loves his mother. And he comes with his own lakeside house.
Yeah, but if I want to go on the boat, he's going to freak out and start stabbing everybody.
I mean, I can't swim. Like, you don't have to do everything together. It's okay to do things separate in a relationship.
No, this is very important.
While you're out swimming, he could be out murdering.
Yeah, but what if I want to take a shower together and we want to, like, bond or something like that? He's going to freak out and go, stab.
A shower naked and him together is not... Look, that's one of his phobias. You just have to... Everybody has things that they don't do in a relationship.
You have to deal with that. I don't have to deal with that. I'm sorry.
I don't understand how you can't be on the... Jason's hot.
No, Jason's not.
Jason's hot.
Jason's not.
And he's big and he's buff. Like, he's...
I don't... Now, who's talking about external shit? Oh, God, that's so shallow of you.
It's good to have...
Fuck that shit.
It's good to have a body every once in a while.
No, that's good.
Oh, thank God. I swear I only have this set for 5 minutes.
I believe you.
I don't understand how this is taking forever.
Good Lord.
This is way longer than it should.
So thank you for your suggestion.
Yes, thank you.
I appreciate
Jason's
that.
Totally, but I'm Team Freddy.
I'm her Team Michael anyway, but Jason.
Oh, like, he's got
sister issues.
Kind of there.
He's
technically got a home.
He's always got lemon.
There, but
he does have a home.
He's got a nice mattress, blood stains, it's decor.
It's like the ambiance.
Exactly.
I wanted to make a Michael Myers.
We just keep
Myers
talking
lemon.
So we don't see.
Yes, exactly. Okay.
We don't see pepper at all. Okay. He has
I'm
pepper.
Curious.
What would your panel suggestion for us be?
You say incest is best.
Oh, God, no.
No, 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 banana.
No.
That's not your word.
Who is your favorite incestuous couple?
All right. Favorite incestuous couple.
I'm trying to think of any other.
You ready?
Obviously.
I can name two off the top of my head.
You can go deeper than Game of Thrones.
That's what she said.
Yeah. Go deep into King's Landing. That'd be great. Shit, I'm trying to think. I got
favorite
like,
incestuous
two.
Couple. I mean... I think everybody's introduction to family love would have been Luke and Leia.
Yeah, exactly. That's my first thought, too. And also it was an innocent one. So it was like a genuine thing.
It did start out as them building a relationship and being like, hey, how you doing? She's like, hey.
Well, and it almost started out of spite a little bit, too, if you think about it. Like, she was spiting someone else, but it was playful spite. My thought is this.
But
it
she
didn't
kiss
start
him
as incest.
On the first Death Star in New Hope. Like, she was
the first
like.
First Death Star? Is that what it is?
For luck. And then they swing across.
Let me go for your port exhaust. But like, I don't know, like, if you're thinking about it, this is that there's knowing incest and there's like none unknowing incest. And the first time you see Luke and Leia, you're like, oh shit, the entire audience is on board.
Well,
like, yeah,
knows, yeah.
You're like, bang that shit out. Like, bang, bang, bangity, bang, 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 bangity, bang. And then you hear it's incest afterwards and you're like, eh. Like, it made you okay with it in a way. You're like, well, they didn't know. It's like just a tip. Hey, mustache man. So,
it's a mustache ride.
No, I don't want a mustache ride.
I do.
But like, that's the first ones I can think of. And like, obviously you're saying Game of Thrones, so the next ones everyone's talking about is Jaime and Cersei. And I'm like, well, that's just a damaged one. They're not my favorite. They're bad. They're like,
yeah,
constantly. They're just like, yeah.
I think they're the couple that can't stand each other, but the sex is great. So like, they know they don't
it's
go together.
It's familiar, that's why.
And, yeah, they're like, get away from me. But then they're like, it's Saturday night and I've had a little bit to drink.
And I've already put like 3 babies in me. Why not
how
again?
How you doing? And then they go down the path and like, this was a bad idea. And then they get back together like a month later and they're like, no, I'll be different this time.
Does Jamie always say like, my mistress always pay their debts? Sorry, I apologize. No, I don't like Jamie and Cersei. Like, it is a romance that should have died a long time ago. Yeah, <Okay. laughs> it should have died a long time ago because honestly, it was just it felt forced. Like, in the beginning, I kind of got it, because, like, oh, it's like, Dad doesn't know, Dad being Robert Baratheon. He's
Daddy
like,
he doesn't know that Cersei and I can do it in the tower every Sunday. We pushed out Bran, and now he can't walk. That's okay, because he's the three-eyed raven. And that's all I got. I can't do anymore.
I was waiting for the Hound to come in there somewhere, but it's okay. Don't worry about it. No, no. I can't think of any other, like, incestuous couples on this.
That's one of those things where I can't think of a lot of family love. Game of Thrones is
well,
and
it
really
kind of,
the popular,
and it kind of makes
Star
sense
Wars.
In a way too. Star Wars was like, they didn't really do it after that, but you didn't really see like Luke go like, oh fuck.
I mean, he was like,
yeah.
He's like, I lost a hand, or I didn't lose his hand yet, but he almost freezes to death. He's like, yeah, but she kissed me.
But hand lost to him, so it was okay.
No, I mean, Han got it in the end, literally.
Oh.
That's a double entendre too, because
if it was Darth Maul, it would have been
but,
a double entendre.
I mean, what about? John and Daenerys.
I mean, that is other stuff, but that's still Game of Thrones, and it's all medieval stuff, and I guess it was kind of expected, and, like, keep it in the family.
But
burning love.
But they had a really good relationship of, like, I'm your queen, he's like, she's my queen! And, like, that was a great relationship for two seasons of, like, I'm the queen, she's the queen!
Bend the knee.
Yeah.
Go down on her. It's great. Fantastic.
I mean,
that's good.
There was a lot
really
of
real love.
Love between that relationship of... I'm the queen. She's the queen.
I say there's real love between her and the dragons, not between the... I'm your queen. I'm your queen. Sorry, I said the wrong one. I apologize. Do you have any other ones? I'm really curious about this now.
I just wanted to see if...
luckily, I don't have a lot of stories of incest, and luckily there's not a lot of stories of incest, because that's...
Ambition counts. Go.
I mean, I can Google real quick, but like,
please don't.
No, they would
it's
be stuck in my algorithm, and then all
and
of a sudden,
like,
I get
so,
all kinds of things. Yeah, and I'm like,
it's like all expense paid. Alabama,
so,
have fun.
And then it's like, here, you want to be on Farmers Only? And I'm like, no, I don't want to be on Farmers Only. No. Hey, speaking of Farmers Only, this is totally. But like the commercials, all the dudes and all the girls are like smoking hot, and I'm like.
You ain't a farmer. You know really? What? 23andMe should start an incestuous, like, searching relationships. Like, hey, are you banging the person you bang? Are you related to them?
Apparently,
chance to find out.
Apparently, there is a large number of people
Sorry,
that are finding out they are related due to 23andMe. And not, but not like brother, sister.
But it's like long.
It's like second or third cousin. And it's okay because you have, you know, your cousin and then you have your first cousin.
Let's try not to bring any of that up. Anyways, I'm gonna say Luke and Leia.
I can pause for
Luke
10 seconds.
Luke and Leia is mine, obviously, because they're the ones that were the most genuine. It felt like they had a decent relationship for a while.
I would say Jamie and
really.
Has everybody seen the end of Game of Thrones?
Has anyone not?
Has anyone not seen the end of Game of Thrones?
Okay, one of those.
I mean, but to be fair, we haven't seen.
Okay, then you're 10 years behind. If their relationship had stopped, and either he stayed with Brienne or was like, no, I'm not going back, it would have been nice.
Yep.
But since you had 8 years of character development, be like gone after he hits it and quits it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess Jaime and Cersei would be my favorite, but only because I like Jaime and I like Cersei. I don't really like them together.
No, they're
but I
really
like the
good.
Characters.
Yeah, I had fun with the characters and they were really good. And Cersei was a genuine villain.
All right. Anybody? Oh, Jesus.
Anyone else?
No. I'll keep it good.
Paul's like, wait, like, what?
1 minute.
We have 1 minute left?
Is it an hour?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, never mind.
I was like
do you want to do there and then bounce back? She raised her head back there.
Did we have one? Oh, yeah. Since I know you, you get to go first. And you can't do what you did and even fucking know. We already talked about that.
Okay.
Why don't you explain why Will Smith is going to be a better genie than Robin Williams?
Oh!
Who's on which side?
I'll let you guys decide.
Who kicked your puppy?
Someone did something wrong to him. Like, all right.
I think this is a both of us need to explain why he's better. Let's tag team on Ryan Williams.
Did you do that? Because I couldn't hear it, but I immediately imagined this.
I've got a shirt on, so I can't. Like, yeah. Oh, man.
All right.
Why?
Cool.
Why Will Smith is a
better genie? Okay.
She's yours. Okay, so like...
This is some real Game of Thrones shit right there. I'm like, dear Lord.
Why okay. Will Smith is a better genie than Robin Williams.
Okay.
All right.
So, my thought is this, is that I think that Robin Williams' genie was great for the time. Like, he was great for that, like, that pop culture reference stuff. And genie was built around him. But at this time, you get to actually have a character that can actually live as the character, but not play himself.
Well, and the good thing about Will
not
Smith
play
is,
Will self.
Well, he slides into his roles, and you don't think it's Will Smith playing Deadshot or Will Smith playing a dude in outer space fighting aliens. Like, you believe he is that character.
But like, Will Smith is an incredibly varied actor. He is able to like. He's able to change. He's like a chameleon. Like, any role he's in, he dedicates himself, his will self, his best will self to it. I'm going to stick with that one because that's the only way I can get through this. But at the same time, like, again, Robin Williams is good for his time, but he's aged. In fact, you feel like he's passed on. We're moving on to the new one. And Will Smith is...
Oh, God! Did you do that on purpose?
Let's move on. So
no, just let that... Let that hang in the
Let
air for
linger.
A second.
So, let's move on. So we're moving on to like Will Smith, and the thing about it is Will Smith, when he was younger, was obviously just like, he was a pop actor doing his own stuff, you know, Fresh Prince and everything like this. But now he gets to,
what does he want me?
Like,
that was really good.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, that gets me every time.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
shit. I don't love it because he tells me, he's like, that was acting. But see, that's Will acting right there. And now you get to be, instead of Fresh Prince, you get the Fresh Prince of Ali, and it's really good. It's like, it's him passing on the torch. It's just fantastic. And like, again, you get to see this a musical, fantastic, like, it looks more like Bollywood kind of thing. And I feel like we
but
need
that
representation.
But we're not talking the movie, we're talking the genies themselves.
But that involves, like, if you look at Aladdin, who gives a shit about Aladdin? Maybe Abu and Carpet, but really it's about the genie.
And Jasmine?
And the genie. The genie is what's really like good about that. Watch that movie again. It's about the genie, and I think that Will Smith really can bring that there. And he's again very, very, very. He's a really good actor. And you know, I'm blue with envy. I don't really know. I'm like, he's gonna do something different, regardless. And I think different's actually a good thing.
There will be something different, and I don't. I definitely don't envy.
No.
Him being in that role. It's a Switch game.
Did you not realize that?
No, I thought it was a USB drive.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying.
You try. But no, really, we talk about all the time is that we want to remake things. We want to see things. We complain. I know we talk about a lot. We complain a lot about things being remade all the time. That's doing the same thing. It's subverting our expectations. It is doing something different. And I think we need something different. Because
be
if he did anything different, if he did the same thing, it would really be fucked up.
Regardless of what he does, he's going to get compared. But I think he'll be... really good, and especially when they bring the sequel of Return of Jafar,
and he actually stays around.
Yeah,
this time?
He comes back for it. I don't know.
And maybe he gets burned by Disney. Who knows?
Everybody gets burned by Disney.
Yeah, they do. That mouse. That's why he has all the gloves right there. Tomasic's fingerprints.
This. I have nothing. Like, I got nothing. That
Will Smith
I can
has
pretend.
A better singing voice. He actually has a singing career.
Will Smith
if you think
has
about
sold
it.
More
records
raps,
than Robin Williams.
Not
had.
Records, rap CDs than
rap CDs than Robin Williams has.
And so he can sing.
And if you've seen him, he has got amazing acting chops, but also amazing comedy chops. Did you watch After Earth? It was hilarious.
Well, the good thing is you can have his kids come in, and you have one.
Oh
of his...
my God, I've never seen his kids in any of his movies. It's
right?
Great.
Like Willow can be in something. And
yeah, she can whip her head back and forth. It's fantastic. It's the only thing I know Willow for.
That's all Willow's known for. Jaden could be, I don't know.
Something. Jaden be a guy wearing a white suit and a. Oh yeah, you could. Oh my God, Raja. Yes.
Yeah, because Raja's not in this.
Oh,
movie.
He could put like a little face mask on. It'd be great. He would do that.
No, he wouldn't.
Yeah, he would.
No,
he wouldn't. He's the one who wore like the white suit and the Batman suit to a wedding.
Will Smith
mask.
Is in better shape, which is important for
important.
A mythical creature.
Because he works out all the time, so it's very good that he's ripped. He looks great with a ponytail.
Blue is definitely his color.
Yes. God damn, this is hard. Again, I guess I know I'm beating down a dead
maybe.
Horse on this one, but it's different.
What? Maybe there'll be a single that comes out on the soundtrack that
yes.
is like Men in Blue. Here comes the man in blue. Man
no.
in blue.
No, 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 no.
Granting
no.
all your wishes. just gonna sing. I'm gonna sing my way through the panel. Like that's it.
Fire
today. I'm just gonna sing my way through the panel because that's all I've got.
It'll be something different. I think that's what we need.
It will be. Thank God.
It'll be something different.
It will be something different.
Dude, you are vicious. Bravo, though. Bravo.
Yeah, there's Kylo Ren's. There's Darth Vader's. That's the villain of Khan right there. That was brutal.
Oh, that was brutal.
I'm trying to. I'm not saying he's better, but I do look forward to being different. But I'm trying to like do that whole of like, it's not gonna be the same. But I will say this: I've been watching a lot of those behind the scenes for like Aladdin with Robin Williams and stuff like that. I didn't know most of his lines were all improv, and then they animated afterwards. I'm like, that's
especially
fucking
the whole scene at the beginning where he's like blah 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 blah, and he's the human at the beginning. That was all him just messing around.
Oh, I love that stuff.
All right. Yes. Sir.
Best 80s movie not starring an actor named Corey.
Best 80s movie not starring an actor named Corey. I mean, that's...
Okay. I got Ben. That's pretty easy. You want to go first?
I can just name 80s movies not with...
One. You got to pick one. I didn't know what you were going to pick, so you got to pick one.
I mean, if I'm going to have to pick one,
and
it's going to be...
It's
going to be Empire.
Oh.
Dude, I love Empire.
I was expecting...
80s movie, not sci-fi, you know, 80s...
So you want, like, a John Hughes...
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. I was thinking about that differently.
If we want to stay in that vein, it's Breakfast Club, easily. And now, why all those kids would go to school in the 80s? On a Saturday? I don't know. But Breakfast Club is amazing, and... You know, we are what you see in us. We're a jock. We're a nerd. We're a princess. Mm-hmm.
Are you looking at me for the princess part? Because I could be a princess. So we can't do sci-fi, right?
I mean, typical.
No, he said I couldn't. Yeah, like,
okay, then I got mine. Mine's not sci-fi then.
Okay.
Hot Tub Time Machine, I think, is probably one of the best ways for an 80s movie.
That is not
an
80s
sci-fi.
Movie.
It is an 80s movie. It's playing so much homage to 80s movies.
It is paying homage, but I imagine you want something that was released in the 80s. It has to be an actual 80s movie.
Fucking A.
This is easy.
No, it's actually really hard because I don't like... I like John Hughes movies now, but when I was growing up, I didn't like John Hughes movies. The ones that I did like was the closest, like, Weird Science and stuff like that, because but that's sci-fi still, though. So I'm like... If I had to pick one, it would probably be shit.
This would be shit. No, I don't like that one.
Yeah.
What if it is co-starring a Corey?
Not involving actors named Corey.
I'm trying to think of it.
I was going to give you Lost Boys because it's not starring.
Oh my God, Sax Man looks so pretty in the Blu-ray. That's all I think about every time.
Focus.
I'm sorry. Now that I lost my plot. All my stuff has sci-fi stuff because I really don't like a lot of John Hughes movies. Like, they're all right, but they weren't.
It doesn't have to be a John Hughes movie.
But that's the only ones I can think of. Everything else is sci-fi or has turtles in it, and those have Corey in it. So,
but Turtles was 1990.
Was it?
Yes.
I thought it was 80s.
No.
Oh. Damn it, dude.
That's still one of my favorite comic book movies.
Public shame, he has not seen The Breakfast Club.
I didn't see Breakfast Club until, 4 years ago?
Oh, so good.
Yeah, you made me watch it 4 years ago, I think.
Yeah.
Ferris Bueller's
Day
Off.
Howard the Duck?
No, Ferris Bueller's Day Off. I think if you're going to look at something...
Yeah, that one works.
Yeah. If you look at
Sarah,
something...
She went from Legend to Ferris Bueller's Day Off, and I went from... Hi.
It's all right, buddy. It's all right. The reason I picked Ferris Bueller's, though, is because of... It's not just the male fantasy. I think a lot of it is male fantasy, but it's the fantasy of being popular and not caring. And it kind of, in a way, it feels like when you're watching the movie, you're thinking he's doing what everyone else wants. But if you think about it, the reason why everyone likes kind of Ferris Bueller is because he doesn't give a shit. He's doing his own thing and he's having fun with it. Mind you, he screws his friends over a lot while he's doing it, but I like the spirit behind it. Dude.
His friend's car and he's like,
and I like how people think that Ferris Bueller doesn't really exist. It's kind of like a Fight Club kind of thing, and that his friend is just having, like, fever dreams.
You're making the case for I'm free in all the ways that you wish you were.
Yeah, but that's the idea. When I watched it, like, that movie I actually did enjoy, and it didn't have any sci-fi stuff. It has him doing this huge, bodacious, crazy, I'm using bodacious, crazy, like, you know, dance scene where he's doing the whole parade and everything like that. And I'm like, that's the kind of stuff as a kid. I was like, man, I wish I was that confident.
Now, if we can open it up to... You know, obviously Empire is going to be my favorite 80s movie because it's...
Yeah.
I mean, Empire's one of the best movies of all time. But if we want to go off of maybe a standalone movie or just a movie that isn't part of sequels or isn't part of a trilogy, I think I'm probably going to go with Stand By Me.
I've never seen it all the way through.
Like, that's a really good movie, and it's a really good Stephen King movie that's been turned into, or a book that's been turned into a movie. There's Neverending Story, which is really important.
Dude.
Really bad, actually.
It is. Dude, Falcor's really creepy. Watch it again. Yeah. Falcor's really creepy. He likes kids.
I might also go with Legend. Legend is so important to my adolescence, not just as a movie, but other aspects of...
Last Starfighter. That's mine, like 100%. Last Starfighter, hand down. Like, I saw that movie and I was like, done. Like, and that's the thing is, like, I see Music Man after that, because I didn't see Music Man before, and I'm like, that's Centauri. And everyone's like, what the fuck are you talking about? This is Music Man. And I'm like, that's Centauri. But I'm like, that was, again, it's another one of those power fantasies, I guess, a little bit. But it also was contained. It was all, like, in one movie. You got the entire thing. You didn't have to worry about sequels kind of shit. And it made me want to play more video games. So how can that be wrong?
Playing video games,
yeah, exactly.
Right.
How could that be wrong?
Yeah. No, I would... I mean, Empire's my number one. If I'm going, like, John Hughes, it's Breakfast Club. If I'm going just kind of off the beaten path, it's Legend. Like, Legend's super important to me. More so than most people actually really know.
Yeah.
All right.
I know.
Of course you know.
You got another one?
Anybody have...
Oh.
The best Batman and the worst Batman.
We
go.
Have 5 minutes.
Go. You have...
best Batman?
Okay. All right. Go ahead. Best Batman. Go. Answer. 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 Answer.
Michael
answer.
Michael Keaton.
Okay. Worst Batman.
Worst Batman?
It's easy.
Clooney. I like Val Kilmer better than Clooney.
I don't know what to do with us being in agreement.
What? Are we really?
Yeah, we're totally in agreement.
Are we really?
This is...
The fuck?
Yeah, this is weird. I don't know.
I'm sorry.
That don't have to do with 4 minutes of our life. No, Clooney was really bad as Batman. Mm-hmm. He was passable as Bruce Wayne, but you don't watch a Batman movie to watch Bruce Wayne.
No, I guess part of it is, like, I remember for the longest time, I never watched the original Batman, right? The one with Adam West. And I always thought, I'm like, oh, God, it's so cheesy. But as I watched it again, it's meant to be cheesy. Like, they're having fun with it.
It is.
And then you watch Clooney, and I'm like, ugh. Like, they're trying so hard to do those kind of, I feel like they're going those Adam West vibes, but they can't. It's not genuine, and it just feels weird, and it falls
like, Batman and Robin is such a train wreck. But Batman Forever is okay. Like, Batman Forever is okay. I can deal with it and be like, all right, I'll watch this. Batman and Robin is just an absolute train wreck where they were almost doing Transformers where they created toys and then created set pieces around the toys as opposed to make a movie and then you can sell toys if you have something to sell it with. But my first Batman was Keaton.
Yep,
and the scene that really sold it for me of him being Batman is when he's in Vicki Vale's apartment. And Joker shows up, and they're kind of having this three-way conversation of, like, he knows that Joker is, you know, Joker and crazy, and Vicky doesn't know what's going on, and nobody knows that he's Batman yet, and he's like, you want to get nuts? Let's get nuts! And I was like, oh, yeah. Like, that was awesome. But, like, Batman and Robin actually made me not like Batman for a good decade.
I think it did it to a lot of people.
Yeah, like, and so much so that when Batman Begins came out, I was like, no. I didn't even see it in the theater. I was like, fuck this, no.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. And at that point, I'd only seen Memento from Nolan, so I haven't even seen, like, The Following, which I love The Following, too. But, like, all I had seen was Memento. I hadn't seen...
I love Memento so much. Don't snap on them spikes.
Don't tell me how to live my life. The Robin Williams movie where he's the killer. I can't remember. But
8mm? Oh, 1 hour photo. I'm sorry.
No. The
Insomnia.
Yes, the Nolan movie. There we go. So I hadn't seen Insomnia yet. So all I had seen was Memento. And I was like, this is really good. But I can't get on board Batman. And then I saw Batman Begins. And later, I was like, oh, I'm back. I'm back. People keep asking me, I'm back. Yeah, I guess I'm back.
But, 3 times in a row.
Dude, I'll watch John Wick.
I will, too. Oh, and
Anna. I'm dead in the grave. I don't care.
No, like, again, with Michael Keaton, like, he was the first Batman, obviously, for me to go see. Like, I didn't even see Adam. Like, I saw Adam West, but I didn't really connect Adam West as Batman.
Yeah, but
I just knew he was on there.
I mean, it was almost a 30-year gap between Batman, really.
But, like, when you see Keaton, one is Keaton did the deep voice. Like, he's the first one who did, like, the deep gravelly voice. And somehow he pulled off doing this. Really cool because he couldn't move
his neck.
Without
turning his neck.
Yeah, because he couldn't move his neck, but it still looked cool and it looked badass. And I don't know, like, there's something about, again, it's the same idea, like, you're right, with Batman, you have to have Bruce Wayne and Batman because you need to make, usually it seems like one actor gets one side of it.
Right.
I felt like Keaton actually got both. And it was also my first interpretation of seeing there, and it felt... I see it now, and I'm like, oh, it's kind of cartoony. When I saw it then, that shit was scary as all get out.
Oh, it's... I mean, it doesn't hold up, but... Yeah. It's okay. It's still very important, and it's good.
Yeah.
It's not great or anything, but it does hold up. It holds up all right.
I also freaking love Keaton, man. When I see him in something, like, I didn't give a crap about Vulture. And then I saw him as that, I'm like, all right, cool.
Vulture's really good. The Founder, but still, like, he sold The Founder for me.
Yeah.
And so that was my first real introduction to Batman would be Batman, and then you had the animated series, which was Kevin Conroy, and like,
God,
he gets forgotten.
Shit, that actually, does that count? Does animated count too? Because Kevin Conroy is actually more like iconic to me than if you think about it.
Well, yeah, he's been in the video games and everything. I mean, it's Batman.
That voice is like,
you can go Kevin Conroy if you want to.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't think, I always think about movies, but dude, yes, because I watched more of the cartoons than I did that, but I'm like,
oh, yeah.
Shit.
Because the cartoon was really good.
It was really good. So good. But Clooney was pretty bad. I think Kilmer actually kind of got Bruce Wayne a bit.
But wait. Get,
there's more.
There's going to be more.
It's going to be May. Was that the Star Wars reference almost?
No.
Okay.
Robert Pattinson.
Oh.
What?
And the Flames.
Robert Pattinson's going to be Batman. Yeah. That's...
You know what? I'll wait and see. It could be terrible.
I'm hoping he's good, but I'm still... Still 100% Team Batfleck. 100% Batfleck.
I really wish he would have gotten that movie.
He was built, but he's like Affleck as a dude is very svelte, and I mean he's very handsome.
What's svelte?
I
know swole. I don't know what svelte.
Well, very.
Is he like
debonair? Do I need to spell debonair too?
No, like I understand debonair.
But like he works. He works as a gentleman, and then when you see him in the suit, you're like, oh, man.
I love it because when he's in the suit, he's usually an asshole, but that's great.
I love that. All right, so we've got one more before we're going to have to wrap it up. So who has our last panel? Oh, God damn it. Yes.
Oh,
wait.
I did one already, so she's got
one. But did you have one as well? Or?
I did not.
Oh, your friend right there is actually raising her hand.
Yeah.
I figured let's get someone.
So popular now.
Go ahead.
Was her training, was it necessary, or is it like a degree that you got in college that you're never going to use?
All right, so Arya Stark got her...
speaking of plot, like, you know, and character
her
development.
Her gender studies.
Yeah, well, I think she got her... She got
GCU?
She got, like, a master's in liberal arts. Man.
I love Arya Stark, by the way. Like, Arya is my boo. When she was all like... Like, when he caught her, we were both like... Because, like, don't kill my boo. And she's... And then she forgot that she could take dead faces for some reason.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, that'd been awesome. She had
a
the Night
whole fucking season of her being like, I'm a badass assassin, to jump out of the shadows for 4 seconds. And then be like, I guess I'll just be bloody and think I'm going to kill people for 3 episodes. Eh. But they didn't have enough time.
Again, like I thought, like, again, speaking of character development, it was great. There was a good way. You actually got to see someone grow up and grow into their role, and to the point where, like, again, you always kind of knew Arya was kind of the off kid. She was kind of like the badass, like a little bit of a tomboy kind of thing. And you got to see her grow into that role, and then like get traumatic stuff and all that stuff. And the last time that she came into, like, you see like some cool events that they just kind of. Like her going back to King's Landing, and I'm like, that's where her last time she was there, she saw her dad's head cut off, and I'm like, oh. And she's like, do, 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 do. I'm like, mother.
And then she grabs a white horse, and then nothing.
Yeah.
Like an hour later, she lets go of the horse. I don't know.
In a way, I almost would have preferred her dying without seeing the end of her list rather than her completely forgetting her list. Because I feel like her completely forgetting her list, I thought was terrible. Like that.
Hold the door.
No.
Hold the door.
I'm not going to hold the door.
Hold the door.
No. But I think it would have almost been better, like, and going back to the subverting expectations, I think it would have been really apropos if, like, Arya Stark, all this amazing buildup, even with the whole Night King stuff, which is literally her taking, like, I'm going to take a minor in, like, basket weaving underwater kind of stuff in ASU. And then she's like, oh, by the way, I'm going to go back to this main stuff. She has this entire list of studies she goes. She's like, well, I'm just going to skip past and graduate. I would have rather her get close and then die.
I
think it would have been terrible. I think it would have been amazing. I think it would have been emotional. I think it would have brought all of us to question
things.
Now,
here's what we could rewrite the ending of Game of Thrones, because what if Dany kills...
Next year, keep in tune.
What if Dany kills her because she's afraid of her threat to the throne, and then Jon's like, I can't bend the knee.
I'm like...
Like, that would have been...
That would have been the pushover to him, actually.
That would have been instrumental to him, like, being like, okay, she's gone, Mad Queen. Like, there's no hope for
another Stark bites the dust. I don't know. I'm like, I really would have liked her dying before seeing the end of it, because I feel like that would have been
better
closing.
But I'm okay
closing.
With her not dying, because I love her.
I'm okay with her not, because I like Maisie Williams. She's awesome. So it was really fun to watch her. Yeah. Arya's bad.
Arya's awesome for 6 seasons.
But they wasted her, again, getting all these amazing skills that she forgets stuff. And the idea that, like, her driving force, and they're saying, well, you can get past vengeance. I'm like, yes, but her driving force was a list of people she's getting. And then she just starts, as soon as what's the guy, the fire sword dude, she's like, eh, nah, you'll be fine. And then he does, and she's like, oh, that one's gonna score one for me.
I mean, to be fair, the Hound was like, you don't want to end up like me. And she's like, okay, you're right.
I guess you're
right. I'm gonna go sail.
Come sail away. Come sail away with me.
I wish that, I mean, this last season, there's so much they could have done to do more, and they were just like, but it has to end. And we can only do it in 6 episodes.
Yeah.
I'm like, but what if you want more episodes? I'm like, no, it has to be 6. And I honestly, sadly feel that either A, they had no idea where to go, and...
Like Lost. It's all good, don't
worry. So either they had no idea to go, and they were just like, eh, we're going to do this, or... They concentrated too much on Star Wars and not enough on Game of Thrones, and they were like, oh yeah, we have a year and a half. Here, have a coffee cup. Oh, here's a year and a half. Have a water bottle hanging out. Like, I mean, essentially, yeah. But, like, I love Arya, and if she was going to die, or I would rather have had her death mean something, and then, you know, Dany kills her and pushes her over the edge, or Drogon kills her, or whatever, like, something awesome to where Jon's like, okay, this is bad, as opposed to... She's just going west to Westeros because it's west.
It's a hobbit's journey.
But as we found out earlier, there's nothing west of Westeros. There's an ice wall.
And exactly. It's very important because remember, it ends. It is very flat, just like her storyline. At the end. I love everything up to that point.
I was like,
her
storyline was good. She had 6 seasons of awesome. And then,
Yeah.
But I did like the way it ended, oddly enough. And I feel like I'm way in the minority because I love the way Lost and Game of Thrones ended. More Lost than
I feel like they stuck it the best way they could. Unfortunately, she didn't stick it.
They did the best they could, maybe.
I really wish she would have sought out Cersei. It would have been so much fun. She's like, oh, she's dead.
Or she had killed Jon Snow. And then she's like, Jon Snow. She's like, hey, baby, come here.
Oh, my God, that would have been... Yeah. All right.
All right, so that is the end of our panel. We have some business cards up here if you want to find a ways to get a hold of us. We have our email address or our website. I'll leave that alone. We have a website on there. It has information for our podcast. If you do have the app and you actually enjoyed the panel... Please give us a good rating. I know this is going to sound like the end of a YouTube video, but like, comment, share, subscribe, or whatever. Do all those cool things.
Show away.
That way we can come back next year and do more panels, and I think maybe do something like this next year.
If you guys had fun torturing us, this is kind of entertaining,
actually.
Hopefully
you guys had a good time. Hopefully,
hopefully you weren't bored out of your minds. High five to you. Go team.
That was brutal. But we got business cards up here. I'm going to get back in costume. So,
yeah. Thank you guys so much. I hope you guys have a great con, by the way.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Can everybody hear me? Like, do I need to yell?
Huh?
This exactly. Works. See? I want you to put the phallic thing closer to your face. There you go.
I was going to start telling dad jokes, but I was like, no. We didn't sign up for this, did we?